Radio Alabama Sports. Childersburg Tigers softball is on the air. This is the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by AltaPoint. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Radio Alabama Sports. Game on. All your local high school sports action is at radioalabamasports.net. And RA Digital, your local digital advertising solution. Target your specific customer, employee, and audience while building brand awareness. It's easier than you think. Online at radigital.media. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, David McCurley.
Thank you and good afternoon. Welcome back to the Donald J. Comer Complex as we get set for Mumford and Childersburg. Losers out, winner goes on to face Fayetteville. And Matty Brooks in the circle trying to get things started here for the Tigers, and she will face Arnold to start off for the Mumford Lions. And we're just about to try and get this game underway as that one's fouled away. One ball and one strike to Arnold now. Matty Brooks, as I mentioned, she will be pitching this game. And we will try and get you the Tigers defense here just as soon as we can. They're late getting lineups to us. Winner of this game will take on Fayetteville. Then the winner of that game will have to beat Lincoln twice to win the championship, as that one's fouled away by Arnold. This 1-2. One-two pitch. Arnold will step back in. And a check me swing. It's going to be foul again. Lexi Smith behind the plate for Matty Brooks here. The 1-2. Missing outside and low. 2-2. Looped out towards shortstop. Put away there by Madison Latasse. That is out number one here in the top of the first inning. So a good start for the Tigers in the field. Now Pickett will come to the plate. These Mumford Lady Lions, I think, have hit six home runs in the first three games they played. Now Lincoln just unloaded just a few minutes ago with five home runs in that game. And that one's inside to Pickett. And it's 1-0. Fouled away, 1-1. I actually misspoke. I said Lexi Smith was behind the plate. It is not. It is Taraji Jones. She is behind the plate for Maddie in this game. That one laced down the left field line, and that is fair, and it's going to be out of play, so that's going to be a ground rule double for Pickett. She'll be on second with one out now. So first hit of the game given up by Maddie Brooks, and it's a ground rule double. I'll explain what's going on at this field. Because these fields are bigger, they've got the netting fence for the outfield, but there's no fencing down the far side of foul line. So when one gets way over toward the next field, they're out of play. And there's a swing and a miss by Presley, 0-1. with one out now. And Matty Brooks trying to get through this first inning. No score. Childersburg and Mumford. There's a strike. 0-2. Good strikeout here would be nice right about right now. Latham, barring a double play of some type, waits to hit next. That was high and inside. One ball and two strikes. Coach Smith of Mumford, he's the new head football coach of the Mumford Lions. Recently I talked with him in between games, and just a super guy. I really, really like him. And that one's outside, 2-2. He was very complimentary of Radio Alabama and our ways to do these media days. He said his girls and his school really enjoyed the publicity that they get, and that's what it's for. The 2-2 pitch, just a little high, and she's run it full on Presley. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Things starting to thin out here a little bit now. We started with 8 teams, down to 4. Here's the payoff pitch to Presley. Ripped down towards shortstop. Latast. Oh, a high throw over to Deanna Swain, but she puts it away. And that is out number 2, and a big one here for the Lions in the first inning. That'll bring up Latham. The Tigers started this tournament off by defeating Winterboro. They lose to Fayetteville last night, 1-0 on a solo shot by Taylor Hammonds. That one's outside to Latham, 1-0. And then they came back today and finished off Winterboro, and then defeated Sylacauga. And now they're in the loser's bracket with Mumford. Lincoln was actually the team that defeated Mumford last night. So Mumford Lady Lions, very good. They've got a lot of pitching. They've got power throughout their lineup, and they're very good. 1 ball and 1 strike to Latham. Matty Brooks in the circle. Here's the 1-1. Slow pitch outside, 2-1. Baseball going on at both places today down at Fayetteville. The Wolves in a tri-match with Buckhorn and Alexandria. Childersburg hosting John Carroll in Sylacauga. So lots of sports activities going on. She misses low inside to Latham, and she's run it to a 3-1 count. If Latham reaches base, Britt will hit next. The 3-1 pitch from Maddie. Lifted out into right field, playable, and put away out there in right field by Alicia McKinney, and that will do it for the Mumford Lions. They get a hit, a ground rule double, but strand her at second base. We will go to the bottom of inning number 1. Childersburg will be coming to bat in the loser's bracket here of the county tournament, so stay with us on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Are pests bothering you at home or work? Alabama Termite and Pest Control can help. Whether it's rodents, termites, bugs, or hornets, they'll handle it quickly and safely. Call 256-378-6903 for a free termite treatment estimate, or stop by their office in Childersburg. Proudly serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties. Don't let pests take over your space. Call Alabama Termite and Pest Control today and get your home back.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah, Allen Brew Markets.
Performance. Performance matters on and off the field. That's why drivers everywhere trust Ineos, delivering the power and protection your engine deserves. The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos.
Welcome back to the Donald J. Comer Complex. Dave McCurley with you. As Childersburg will come to bat in the bottom of the first in the Talladega County Softball Tournament. Only four teams left in this thing. And the winner will move on to face Fayetteville in the championship of the loser's bracket. And on the mound for the Mumford Lions is Presley. And she deals ball one to Maddie Brooks. It'll be Maddie Brooks, Kelsey Kelly, and Deanna Swain here in the bottom of the first. And Maddie trying to get on button wise. She had a hit in the last game against Sylacauga, and she roped another one right at the first baseman on just on a bullet. And first baseman for Sylacauga really caught it in defense. But she's really not swung the bat well in this tournament, but trying to get on track here. That one misses outside. It's 2-1 to the captain on this Tiger team. Maddie Brooks in the circle today with Taraji Jones behind the plate. Around the horn for the Tigers, Lexi Smith at third, Madison Latast at short, and Brianna Swain. That one misses. It's 3-1. Brianna Swain over at second, and at first base is Deanna Swain. Around the outfield, Addison Giles, Kelsey Kelly, and Alicia McKinney. That's the Tiger defense when they'll go back out in the top of the second. Right now, they're trying to get some runs here. No score between them and Mumford. Presley with the 3-1. Ripped down that first baseline. Foul. And we'll go full count. Still a lot of people out at the park, but it has thinned out some since four teams have been eliminated. Winneboro, B.B. Comer, Sylacauga, and Talladega already ousted from this 2026 county tournament. Four teams left, and they'll pick them off one at a time here. That one drilled out into right center field, still carrying. It's going to fall short of the fence. She's already around second, heading to third, and Madison Brooks has got a slide-in triple to start this first inning for the Tigers. And I really thought that the outfielders for Mumford that time, I thought that they really thought that ball was going to go out of the park as it fell right at the base of the fence in right center field. Flag right in front of me, and the wind is blowing, and it's blowing from left to right and a little bit in. So neither one of them I know if they could have gotten to the ball anyway. But here's Kelsey Kelly, and she takes ball one from Presley. So the Tigers with a runner on third with a chance to strike quick here in the first inning. The 1-0 pitch to Kelsey. Fouled off the end of the bat. 1-1. Jacob Bassett will have the next game with the Fayetteville Lady Wolves over on the app of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network. Now, if Childersburg wins this game, we may just put them on kicks here and keep at it. Another foul back into the screen by Kelsey Kelly, and she's behind in the count. One ball, two strikes to pitcher Presley for Mumford. I was talking with Coach Smith. He's excited about being the head football coach, but he said, I'm more excited about this Lady Lion team that he's got. You know, they've won the county tournament now 3 years in a row under his reign. And they've got pitching, they've got power, and they're good. But I'll tell you one thing, right now I don't know if anybody's playing any better than the Lincoln Golden Bears. And there's an inside pitch that catches the corner from Presley, and Kelsey Kelly goes down on strikes for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Deanna Swain. Deanna needs to get on track a little bit. Now, she had a couple of hits in the last game. She also reached on error, so she's putting the bat on the ball, just hadn't had a lot to show for it. Let's see if she can get Maddie home. And that ball is low and outside, 1-0. As I mentioned, Lincoln sitting out in the winner's bracket right now all alone, waiting on somebody to come play for the championship between Fayetteville, Mumford, and these Schulzberg Tigers. And I'm telling you, Lincoln, they hit five home runs, four of them in one inning a game ago against Fayetteville. There's a strike to Deanna, 1-1. As I mentioned, you know, has kind of thinned out here. We're down to one field. But I can tell you one thing. Still a lot of people out here and a lot of good food and beautiful weather. Come on out to the county tournament. Coach Adam Fossick, Coach Curtis from B.B. Comer, and their entire staff. I know his wife has worked herself to death in this concession stand. They've got cookers. I'm telling you, this has been a first-class run county tournament so far. That pitch misses outside from Presley. 2-1 now on Deanna Swain. Wind starting to pick up a little bit. You'll hear it in our field mic. Wind blowing left to right now. And a little bit in. 2-1. Swing and a miss. That's a good pitch by Presley. A little off-speed pitch, and it's 2-2 to Deanna. It'll be a shame for Maddie Brooks to get a leadoff triple and Strander there, but we still got a couple other chances here. Let's see if Deanna can step back in and connect here. She lifts one foul out of play, and we'll do the 2-2 pitch again. In the first inning, no score between Schulzberg and Mumford. That one misses, and it's 3-2. Got some friends coming out to sit and enjoy some softball. And Childersburg looking to try to strike first here in the bottom of the first. Madison Brooks had a triple off the right center field wall, or fence, I should say, netting. That one misses high to Deanna Swain, so she's going to go down to first with a walk. She's going to have runners at the corners now with one out for Taraji Jones to come to the plate. Taraji, last game against Fayetteville, she had a walk and scored a run, but she also struck out and flied out. So she's trying to get this run at third at least home in the form of Madison Brooks. Deanna Swain over at first. Don't know if she'll be running. She is, and they will not throw her out. So runners at second and third now. With only one out, if Taraji can somehow get a base hit here, we're going to score two runs. Pretty good speed from Deanna. She's not the fastest on the team, but she certainly gets around pretty well. Madison Brooks runs like a gazelle. And there's a strike over the outside part of the plate to Taraji. One ball, one strike. The Mumford Red and the Childersburg Blue going at it in the loser's bracket of the county tournament. Winner will play Fayetteville next. She wanted that high pitch, laid off of it. Glad she did. 2-1 now to Taraji Jones. If barring any kind of unforeseen double play here, Addison Giles will hit next. Boy, that one's ripped out in the left field, but playable, coming in to make the catch. And stumbling, trying to make a throw is the left fielder. Boy, I tell you, that's just bad luck right there for Durham. I hope she's okay, and she looks to be, but that is a sacrifice fly for Taraji Jones, and the Schulzberg Tigers lead it 1-0 on the tag by Madison Brooks at third base. So 1-0 Tigers, and a hit right here should score Deanna from second. She was unable to move as Durham did get up and throw it into the shortstop. So I really don't – I'd have liked to have seen the throw, but I really don't think she would have caught her – got her at the plate. And, boy, that was an unfortunate incident right there for Addison Giles. She popped one right over her head, and a nice play by the catcher for the third out. So Childersburg gets a run. They do it on one hit. They leave one on base. We will go to inning number two. Childersburg 1, Mumford nothing. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
For decades, the Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department has provided programs, sports, clubs, and events for all ages in and around the Coosa Valley. Activities all year round and the opportunities for you and your family member to be involved are endless. The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is here for you and your community.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Having a really, really difficult time seeing my computer screen today with all of the sunshine behind us. We have no guards on them, and it is just awful tough to see. And I tell you, it's just covered in pollen right now as we got to do some cleaning over the weekend. Leading things off in the top of the second for the Mumford Lions will be Britt. It'll be Britt Bishop and Gaither to start things off, and I think that's a strike call to Britt here to start off the second inning. Childersburg leading it 1-0. That last inning could have been a lot more promising, but we push one across on the sacrifice fly from Taraji Jones. She scores Madison Brooks. There's a line drive base hit, and that's going to hit the gap. And Britt's going to round first. She's going to head to second. Or is she? Boy, a good throw out there from McKinney, but it just wasn't in time. And that's a leadoff double for the Lions here in the top of the second. And that'll bring up Bishop. Bishop stands in the right-handed box and gets ready for Maddie Brooks. That one's ripped down to short to Latas. They'll go to first. Can they go to third and get too close? But she's safe. So the Tigers across the horn twice, and that's one out here now in the second inning. Good play by Latas and a good throw from Deanna Swain across the horn. But just getting in under the tag was Britt, and now they've got a runner at third with one out with Gaither at the plate in the left-handed box. See if she tries to slap bunt her way on here as Lexi Smith at third is way in at third. And there's a strike from Maddie Brooks, 0-1. And there's a line drive to Brianna Swain, caught at second base on the line. That thing was hit on a button, but she was playing her just right, and that's a big out number two here with Durham coming up. And maybe the Tigers can get out of this inning after a leadoff double by Britt. And there's a strike to Durham, 0-1. Mumford's had two hits. Stranded one at second on a ground rule double, now a leadoff double, and they got Britt at third, but there are two outs in the inning. The 0-1 pitch popped up into center field. Can we get to it? No, it's going to bounce right in front of Kelsey. Nobody, just placed it right where we weren't, and that's going to tie the game at one on the little bloop hit by Durham. So 1-1. Childersburg being the home team, so got the opportunity here. See if we can get out of the inning. Goodson, the ninth person in the order at the plate with a runner on first and two outs now. That one bounces up there. Nice play by Taraji Jones to block that thing up and keep that runner out at first base. Two are out. 1-1 as we play in the top of the second inning. Childersburg and Mumford. That one missing high. 2-0. Maddie Brooks, we talk about her a lot, but I'm going to tell you what, the development of some of these other players, you know, Lexi Smith, Madison Latas, also Kelsey Kelly. That one's hit high and deep, kind of deep to left field, but Addison Giles is running in, and she makes the catch for the Tigers to end the inning for Mumford. However, they get two hits. They get a run. They leave a runner on base, and we'll go to the bottom of inning number two, tied at one with Mumford in the loser's bracket of the county tournament. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or a spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Dave McCurley with you from the Donald J. Comer Complex in Sylacauga, site of the 2026 County Softball Tournament. Bottom of inning two we go, and Alicia McKinney will lead it off for Coach Cam Mazzell. And we are tied at one in the bottom of the second inning, by the way. Coach Cam Mazzell celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to Coach Cam Mazzell. Nice present would be a county championship. And there's a strike on the inside corner to McKinney, 1-1. They're going to have to fight their way through this loser's bracket to get there. And we're down to four teams. Lincoln waiting patiently. They'll be waiting for a while in the championship already and have not been beaten. There's a swing and a miss by McKinney, 1-2. Here it is Mumford and our Childersburg Tigers playing in the loser's bracket. The winner of this game, well, of course, the loser of this game will be ousted from the tournament. The winner of this game to play Fayetteville on this field right here next. And there's a swing by McKinney, second strikeout of the game for Presley, and that's out number one here in bottom of inning two. But nevertheless, you're going to have Fayetteville waiting now to play the winner of this game, and then the winner of that game will have to beat Lincoln twice. So Lincoln is showing the bats right now. They have really hit it and hit it well in this tournament. There's a ground ball going up the middle, diving stop at shortstop, but they will not throw out Lexi Smith, who legged it out. And I'm going to tell you what, I got to give a lot of credit to Bishop there. She laid out and got dirty and came up with a stop, but just couldn't transfer it quick enough to get Lexi Smith. Nice hit by Smith. Second hit of the game for the Tigers. Got to score that a hit. And that'll bring up Madison Latas. And third base way in as they're expecting her to bunt. I think she will square, and she does. Pulls it back, and that's ball one. Coach Cam Mazzell in the third base box, as I said, celebrating a birthday today down at first. This batter's dad, Tim Letast. He's such a super dude, man. I tell you what, works hard with Coach Mazzell. And Maddie is at the plate now with a runner at first and one out. That one misses low. 2-1. 1-1 game. Bottom of inning number two. These games are on an hour and 15-minute time limit, so scoring is at a premium. We found that out against Fayetteville last night. And Madison squares the bunt and fouls it back into the screen. Two balls and one strike. Presley taking her time. She is not a fast worker at all. And she's ready for the 2-1 pitch. Sheared off foul into the screen. 2-2. Tass hanging in there. Trying to push Lexi Smith around, who got a one-out single, infield single just a moment ago. Madison Brooks started this game in the bottom of the first with a leadoff triple, later scored on a sacrifice fly. Mumford got one in the second, and that's where we are. 1-1. Here's the 2-2 to Letas. Hanging in there again. That one fouled off of her hands. But it'll stay 2-2. Presley looking at her wristband. And looks to Coach Smith in the dugout and gets the sign, and she's ready to go. Taking her time. The 2-2 pitch to Lexi. Grounded shortstop. They will never turn two. And do they even get second? They don't. As Lexi Smith legged it out and got in there. I tell you what, that's just purity hustle right there by Lexi Smith. So, runners at first and second now with only one out. And Brianna Swain is at the plate. And the chances of turning a double play against Brianna Swain, very slim. And then you got Maddie Brooks on deck. So Presley now, as Brianna Swain, they look for her to bunt. She squares and fouls it down the third base line, 0-1. A lot of people still out at the softball complex today. Gorgeous day, not even hardly a puffy cloud in the sky. It's been hot. Getting up close to 80 degrees today. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Brianna Swain. She'll square again. Takes it high. One ball, one strike. Lexi. On at second, Lexi Smith. On at first is Madison Letast. Presley in the circle for the Lions. Brianna Swain with a 1-1 count in a 1-1 game. She'll square the bunt. Takes it back, and it is 3-1. 2-1. I misspoke. Two balls, one strike is... Tell you what. If you don't believe it's an undertaking to take on hosting one of these tournaments like this, try it out. Here's a 2-1 pitch. There is a bunt by Swain, and it's a good one. They'll never get anybody. I mean, placed it perfectly out in front of the plate. The bases are loaded for Maddie Brooks. And I'm going to tell you one thing. If they field that cleanly, they're not getting anybody out. Good speed on the base pads. And they have nowhere to put the captain of this Tiger team. 3A hitter of the year last year in the state of Alabama. And she led off this game with a triple. They're not going to give her a lot to hit. And, boy, I tell you what, she could use a big one right here. Presley Dills. Grounded to second, off the boot of the glove. Everybody will be safe. Oh, they're going to call her out at second base. They're going to call Brianna out, and that is not a good call. I thought she was in there. But a run will score in the form of Lexi. Moving to third will be Madison Latast. Score that 4-6 in your book. It went off the heel of the second baseman's glove. Brooks will be at first, and she'll be at second in one pitch. There are two outs in the inning, but I'll tell you one thing. If Maddie Brooks goes to second here, Kelsey Kelly, who struck out looking her first time, she's had a really good bat in this tournament for Coach Mazzell. She was 0 for 2 in the last game, but last night and earlier today, she's been really good. So let's see if she takes a pitch and allows her teammate to go to second. Infield in everywhere, 2-1 Childersburg, but a chance to add to the lead here. And I'll tell you, they're not going to throw out Madison Brooks at second base. They're probably not even going to attempt to throw if she leaves. So let's see what Presley does. They've taken their time after a meeting with Coach Smith, and she does take. And Madison didn't go outside for ball one. See if she decides to take off on this pitch. You got Madison Latast at third, Madison Brooks at first. There it goes. Well, thought Brooks was going. She didn't go again, and I guess that pitch missed, and it's 2-0. Thought that was a strike, but I never saw the signal. Our home plate umpire, not very vocal. The 2-0. Ripped back up the middle for a base hit. Rounding second and stopping there will be Madison Brooks as the center fielder gets it in quickly. Latass scores. It is now 3-1 Childersburg. Nice job of hitting by Lexi, or by Kelsey Kelly. And the Tigers have scored two here in this second inning. And looking, they're not done yet. Deanna Swain is the seventh person to bat in this inning. Two are out, though. Runners at first and second. Good speed on the base pads with Maddie Brooks and Kelsey Kelly.
Maya.
Here's Deanna against Presley. That's a strike. 0-1. Two are out. Alicia McKinney led off the inning with a strikeout and a hit by Lexi Smith. Madison Latast reached on a fielder's choice. Brianna Swain got a hit. Maddie Brooks reached on a fielder's choice, and Kelsey Kelly got a hit. There's a foul back in the screen, and quickly, Deanna Swain's in the hole at 0-2. 3-1, Childersburg just tacking on two here in the bottom of the second inning. Remember now, these games have a hour and 15-minute time limit, so we'll see how this finishes out here. That's outside. One ball and two strikes. And Mumford, the three-time defending county champion, behind here to our Tigers, 3-1 as we play in the bottom of the second. Still a lot of softball left to play. That one's high, 2-2. If Deanna reaches, Taraji Jones waits to hit next. Deanna walked her first time, and now she's even up to count it, 2-2. Two-two pitch from Presley. Oh, my Lord, they call a strike on her. The catcher dropped the ball, but they will throw her out at first base. So a strikeout to end the second inning, but a productive one for Childersburg. They get two runs home. They go to the third inning leading Mumford by a score of 3-1 here on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
If you're dealing with pain, injury, or limited mobility, Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga is here to help. Hi, I'm Ben Donahue. Our team provides personalized, hands-on care to help you recover and get moving again. With a welcoming environment and a focus on your goals, Donahue Physical Therapy offers real results with a personal touch so you can recover faster after an injury. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
Performance matters on and off the field. That's why drivers everywhere trust Ineos, delivering the power and protection your engine deserves. The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos.
I'd like to say thank you to Ineos, one of our corporate sponsors here on the Tiger Sports Network. Pam Conley, HR manager out there, and our own crock pot, Matt Crocker, over production and quality assurance. There's a line drive to start the inning for Mumford off the bat of Arnold. She's a leadoff batter, and she lines it right to Maddie Latast at shortstop, out number one. One pitch, one out. I like that. So now we'll go to Pickett, who had a ground rule double her first time down that left field line. First pitch from Maddie. Outside, ball one. People still coming in and out of here. If you want to still see some good softball, we're down to four teams. As I mentioned, the winner of this loser's bracket game between Chillsburg and Mumford will play Fayetteville. And then that winner will have to beat Lincoln twice. There's a strike to Pickett, 1-1. Wind starting to pick up just a little bit. Still blowing from left to right. The 1-1 pitch to Pickett. There it goes out in the left field, and that's another base hit for Pickett, and she's got a hot bat, and she's on with one out now for the Lady Lions here in the top of the third inning. That'll bring up the pitcher Presley, who grounded out to shortstop her first time. Maddie Brooks in the circle. That one's inside, ball one. One pitch. Grounded foul down toward third. One ball and two strikes. Grounded to short. Stab by Latass. Steps on second. Goes to first in time. Double play. What a great play by Madison Latass. That was going into center field for a hit. And that erases that runner at first and sends the Mumford Lions back to the field. We'll go to the bottom of the third inning. Great play by Latass. 3-1. Childersburg leads it. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Looking for a career that's both high quality and eco-friendly? Ineos in Childersburg has been leading the way since 2005, making top-level lubricants while staying committed to the environment. Be part of a team that's focused on real innovation and a better future. Ready to make a difference? Come by 100 Nippon Drive or visit Talladega Career Center to apply. INEOS USA, where your career can help drive real change.
Hello, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist in Childersburg. God's love reaches people through fellowship, and at First Baptist, we have many ways and times for you and your family to experience that love and fellowship. Our Sundays start with Sunday school at 9:15 and worship service at 10:20. Our praise team meets at 4 with Sunday evening worship at 5. Wednesdays, our Next Gen Kids praise team is at 5, and we have Bible study for all ages at 6. Come and enjoy this love and fellowship in 2026 at First Baptist in Childersburg and experience something new.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. I'm telling you, hadn't seen many plays as good as the one that Madeline Tass just made at shortstop as she was moving to her left, reaching out, got the ball. It took her right across the bag. She threw to first in time for an unassisted double play, and that will end Mumford's third inning. So we'll go to the bottom of the third and a strike to lead things off with Taraji Jones. It'll be Jones, Addison Giles, and Alicia McKinney to try to add to a 3-1 lead here in the bottom of the third over Mumford. She pops one up on the infield. And is anybody going to finally tell you what? I didn't think anybody's going to get to it, and they're trying to keep the pitcher from Presley from having to do it. And they got Goodson to come in from second base and make that catch. Now, be honest with you, I think they've changed pitchers. They have. This is going to be Arnold on the mound, and she throws left-handed, and that's a strike to Addison Giles. So they slipped a different pitcher on me there without knowing, and Arnold in the circle now. Swing and a miss by Giles, and it's 0-2. 4-5-6 here in the bottom of the third. That one's outside. One ball, two strikes. Mumford faithful wanted that call. Not going to get it. That was a little too far outside. Here's a ground ball to short. Up and over to first in time. And that is out number two here, as they'll throw out Allison Giles from shortstop. Addison now 0-for-2 on the day. That'll bring up Alicia McKinney, who struck out her first time. Now, in the previous game against Sylacauga, they couldn't keep Alicia off the base pads. She had a couple of hits and a walk and scored a run, and she hits one foul down the third base side. It'll go into the stands. And it's not as bad now to keep your head up looking for these foul and fly balls now, because only one field is being used now, because everybody's going to have to wait on you anyway. And what I mean by that is there's a strike two to McKinney. It's Fayetteville. They're going to have to play the winner of this game, so they no sense in changing fields anymore. 0-2 to McKinney. She rips one into center field, and that's going to fall in for a base hit. Nice job by Alicia McKinney, and her hot bat keeps going. And I'm going to tell you, don't let that fool you, because they might try to run with her a little bit. Alicia can really fly. And she's on first now with two outs for Lexi Smith. Lexi had a huge hit back in that second inning, an inning ago, where we scored two runs. She got everything going. And there's a strike to Lexi. And I'll tell you one thing about Arnold. She's not playing around. She's coming in throwing strikes. She's been across the plate with just about every pitch. The 0-1. Swing and a miss by Lexi. 0-2. 3-1. Bottom of the third. Childersburg in the lead over Mumford. We got one in the first, two in the second. Mumford got one in the... Heads up on that one, as that one's fouled away. Mumford got one in the second inning. And that's where we stand, 3-1 here. There is an hour and 15-minute time limit on these games, so I have yet to see a game go past the fifth inning. Ooh, that one's high up over the head of Lexi. One ball, two strikes now. Alicia hadn't left first base yet. Mumford got a very good catcher back there and very good at throwing people out as pickets, so we hadn't tried her yet. One ball, two strikes, two outs, runner at first. Outside, and there goes McKinney there, and she's there. She beat it by half a step. And just as soon as I say we're not going to, we do. So now, with a 2-2 count on Lexi Smith, if you get a base hit here, it's pretty much going to score Alicia McKinney and try to add to our lead. But there are two outs. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss by Lexi, and down go the Tigers after a hit by Alicia McKinney. We strand her at second base. So we'll go the fourth inning, Childersburg, with a 3-1 lead. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Cold and flu season is here, but Marble City Pharmacy in Silicata has you covered. From cough and cold medicine to fever relief, vitamins, and immune support, they have everything you need to feel better fast. Skip the lines and use their quick and convenient drive-through window to get in and out with ease. Friendly service, trusted care, and hometown convenience all in one place. Transfer your prescription to Marble City Pharmacy today. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Okay, babe, this new home insurance, I'm bugging out.
Why did you say bugging? And why are you bugging?
I don't know what I'm doing. Why aren't you bugging?
Because we just need a State Farm agent. That's what they do. They help people understand their insurance and not bug out about it. And they're like there when you need them. Now quit bugging and say the jingle.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Dave McCurley with you. We'll go to the top of the fourth inning. And I think we got some changes in Childersburg's defense. I think they can put Alicia McKinney out in left field. And they'll bring in Micaiah Mack, I believe that's out in right field. So if Micaiah Mack bats, she will bat for Addison Giles. And the first pitch to Latham was a ball. She flied out to right field her first time. Madison Brooks still in the circle. That one misses as well, 2-0. Doesn't matter what uniform Childersburg wears in softball. And here's the 2-0 pitch from Madison. Ripped out in center field. Can Kelsey get to it? It's over her head. And is that a home run? Boy, I guess it went right over the top of the fence and a home run for Latham. And they cut the lead in half, 3-2 now. I was going to say Madison Brooks, it doesn't matter what uniform she's wearing. It seems like she always wears that pink hair bow in the back of her hair. And I can tell you right now, she don't like giving up stuff like that, but it's not going to bother her. She's now will face Britt, who had a double off of her the first time. So kind of in the heart of that order, 4, 5, and 6 for Mumford here in the top of the fourth inning. 3-2, Childersburg with a lead. And that one's fouled away at the plate, 0-1. Still a lot of people at the ballpark. And for you Fayetteville Wolves fans, they'll be up next, as they're going to finish no worse than third in this tournament. That one's low, 1-1. Loser of this game will finish fifth. Winner of this game has a chance to finish third or fourth. Excuse me, second or third. Loser of this game will finish fourth, I'm sorry. Only four teams still left in it. There's a swing and a miss by Britt, and it's one ball and two strikes. Lincoln sitting out there in the championship round, waiting for somebody to have to beat them twice. Fayetteville's waiting on the winner of this game between Chillsburg and Mufford. Just a bit outside, two balls and two strikes to Britt now with nobody out, nobody on. A leadoff home run by Latham has cut the lead to 3-2 Childersburg. Britt, 2-2, low, 3-2. As I mentioned, the Mufford Lady Lions have won this thing 3 years in a row, and it's just an amazing thing to do with all these good softball teams in this county. There's a call, strike three over the outside part of the plate, and that is Maddie Brooks' first strikeout of a Lady Lion, and it comes at a good time here, first out in inning number four, as Britt looks at it, and it will bring up Bishop. Bishop grounded out to Maddie Latast at shortstop her first time. That one's outside. One ball, no strikes to Bishop. If you're wondering about the Tiger bottom of the fourth, it'll be Madison Latast, Brianna Swain, and go back to the top of the order to Maddie Brooks. There's a strike. One ball, one strike to Bishop. Gaither will hit next for the Lions as there's one out and nobody on. Top of the fourth inning on a sun-drenched Saturday afternoon. Missing inside, two balls, one strike now to Bishop. Again, I want to commend B.B. Comer's staff and everybody who has put this tournament together. It's just been brilliant. There's a ground ball. That's going to get through for a base hit in the left field. And Bishop's aboard with one out. And that'll bring up Gaither, who flied out to second base her first time, actually lined out. She hit it on a rope right to Brianna Swain. One out, one on, and a one-run Tiger lead here in the top of the fourth inning. And Gaither steps in. Maddie from the circle. It's ball one outside. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike to Gaither. Durham waits to hit next. She singled her last time. They got hitters all throughout this Mumford Lion lineup. They are hitting machine. That one's outside. Two balls, one strike to Gaither. Two-one pitch to Gaither. Here it comes. Fouled up out of play. Evens up the count at two. Two and two. One out. Runner at first and a one-run Childersburg lead as we play in the top of inning number four. Fayetteville, the Lady Wolves, waits to get the winner of this game. And we'll see who it's going to be. Now, there's an hour and 15-minute time limit until when you get to the championship game. There's a ground ball. Slow. Brianna's going to have a hard time, and she's safe. Runner's going to go to third, and she is safe there. So Mumford on first and third now with only one out. Slow roller, it got by Maddie Brooks, and Gaither was just fast enough to get it to first base. Brianna just didn't get it there in a half step. The runner rounded second and went all the way to third. So the second hit of the inning for Coach Smith and his Lions, and that'll bring up Durham, who takes strike one. The 0-1 pitch to Durham, bunted, and it's a good one. And not a play made from Childersburg. And that ties the game up as a runner comes home. Runner at second now, and Coach Cam Mazzell will call timeout and talk to his infield. Top of the fourth inning, now 3-3. Mumford with one out and runners at first and second. And that was a short and sweet meeting. I think Coach Mazzell said, hey, think about what you're doing here. They've had two infield hits, or one good hit and an infield hit, and a error now on the infield, and they started the inning with a solo home run by Latham. And now here comes the ninth batter in the lineup, Goodson. She flied out to left field her first time. One is out. Here's a bunt, and she bunts it foul. 0-1. Sunshine today. It has been all day. And now this game tied in the fourth inning at 3 as we play to see who will get a chance to face Fayetteville in the next game. And then it will be down to 3 teams. Right now down to 4. That one fouled back into the screen. 0-2 now. So the bunt probably for Goodson, probably off now. Maddie Brooks, the 0-2 count. Popped up on the infield, but I don't think it'll stay in play. It'll just get over the fence out of the reach of Deanna Swain, and we'll do it again. The 0-2 pitch from Brooks again. Outside, 1-2 two strikes to Goodson. He'll go back to the top of the order in Arnold next. And she's lined out to short and flied out to short as well. So she's going to probably put the bat on the ball. The 1-2 called. Strike 3 over the inside part of the plate. That's a big second out here in the fourth inning for Childersburg. That'll bring up the left-handed hitting Arnold with two outs and two on now. As we're down to one field, four teams, Childersburg and Mumford doing battle in the fourth inning in a 3-3 tie. Runner at second is Gaither. Runner at first is Durham. Two outs in the inning for the top of the order in Arnold. And she takes a strike over the outside part of the plate from Maddie Brooks. 0-1. Childersburg 3, Mumford 3. There's a line drive into left field. Coming in is Alicia McKinney. They'll have to hold the runner. And she got to it pretty quick. But that's going to load the bases for the Mumford Lions with two outs. And that is their third hit of the inning. Actually, fourth hit of the inning. They started the inning, long inning here, with a solo home run. Tied at 3. Second batter in the lineup is Pickett. She has hit the ball twice today and got a hit to show for it. She takes a strike from Maddie Brooks, 0-1. The 0-1 pitch fouled up into the screen, and she's way ahead of Pickett, 0-2. Three to three. See if we can keep it there. Bases loaded, full of lines, two outs in the top of the fourth inning. Maddie Brooks with an 0-2 count on the number two hitter. And that's low and outside, one ball and two strikes. One, two, ripped foul and toward the Childersburg dugout. We'll do it again. A lot of Fayetteville fans gathering around for the next contest. A lot of them just stayed here and watched this one as their girls are down there down the left field line of this field, camped out somewhere. I think most of Lincoln's team's out there in the shade taking naps and whatever. They've got a long layoff. There's a poke out in the left center field. What a catch! Oh, my goodness. Kelsey Kelly running down. That ball was going to clear the base pads. And in left center field, she snow-coned that thing. And that is out number three for Mumford, and we stay tied at three. Remember that one. Heck of a catch by Kelsey Kelly. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Dave McCurley, Donald J. Comer Complex. As Arnold will go back to the circle for her second inning of work for Mumford, they've tied it up at three, but I'm telling you, a long fly ball in the left center field with the bases loaded, and Kelsey Kelly reached out, stabbed at snow cone, and preserved what would have been probably two or three runs for the Lions, and that's a strike to Madison Latasse as she leads off the bottom of the fourth. And I'll be honest with you, you don't know how many innings you're going to play, so runs are at a premium, and that's a strike as well, 0-2. Steve Coots Sawyer, draw him up here with me here at the ball field. And that's a fly ball, and it's dropped. At first base, dropped. They had to go backwards, looking to the sun, and Madison Latasse is on for the second time. She scored one of our three runs. Now, this is very pivotal here because you got Brianna Swain coming to the plate. She got a hit her last time. If she somehow could get on base, you got the captain waiting on deck there. And that is Maddie Brooks. They're looking for Brianna to bunt. She does, pops it up. Third baseman's going to catch it. But we get back to first in time. Madison Latasse, very astute over there at first base and getting back. And that's out number one here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Runner aboard, one out for Maddie Brooks. Maddie has tripled. She's also hit into a fielder's choice. Arnold, the lefty, to Madison. Swing and a miss, strike one. I don't have any qualms saying that I think she's probably, if not the best, one of the best players in the county in this tournament, and one of the best in the state in Madison Brooks. Yo, one. She went for that on a bunt and swiped at it, so she's in the hole at 0-2. She's not really hit the ball like herself in this tournament, but she has had a triple in this game today. And let me tell you, when she runs, she can motor, and she fouls that one off. And it's still 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Arnold ready to go in the circle. Maddie drills one left center for right center field. No doubt about it. This one is gone. And she comes out of a hitting slump, drilling one. There was no doubt about that one. And she gives Childersburg a 5-3 lead. And she jumps on home plate with her teammates jumping on top of her. I tell you, she has the ability, but it seems like when the game is at its peak and needs something to happen, she always comes through for her teammates. And that's what a leader and a captain does. Now, this game's still got a long way to go, as we're only in the bottom of the fourth. And it's 5-3. Childersburg now with Kelsey Kelly coming to the plate. And Kelsey today in this game, she has struck out and singled. So Childersburg now with a 5-3 lead in the bottom of the fourth. There's a strike to Kelsey Kelly, 0-1. And again, there's a time limit on these games. I can't tell you exactly when we started, so that's an umpire's call. We usually get at least into the fifth, and there's another strike over the outside part of the plate, 0-2 to Kelsey Kelly. With nobody aboard after the two-run home run by Maddie Brooks erased all runners. The 0-2 to Kelsey from Arnold. She lifts one down the right field line, foul and out of play. We'll do it again. Childersburg 2-1 in this tournament, or actually 3-1, and they look to try to make it 4-1. There's a line drive base hit for Kelsey Kelly into right field. And the Tigers keep the fourth inning alive. Still only one out. That's Kelsey's second hit in a row. And that'll bring up Deanna Swain. Now, Deanna has walked and struck out. And about ready to go again. And that is the ball game, I do believe. Time limit has been called. And the Childersburg Tigers have erased a three-year reign of Mumford being county champions. The Mumford Lions are gone from the tournament. The Tigers, with a two-run homer here in the fourth inning, and they get a 5-3 lead. They break a tie off the two-run homer from Maddie Brooks, and now Childersburg will take on the Fayetteville Lady Wolves to see who will go into the championship round against Lincoln.